from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, a 33-year-old Essex County man who admitted to trying to kill two Newark police officers heads to prison.
Kendall Howard of East Orange received a 20-year prison term after pleading guilty to attempted murder and weapons charges. In November 2022, he opened fire on two Newark police officers. Both were wounded but have since recovered. A Good Samaritan was credited with helping shield the officers with her car during the gunshots. The National Police Defense Foundation later presented her with a $1,000 Safe Cop reward. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Governor Murphy is reacting to the Trump administration's termination of a Biden-era program to expand solar energy to low-income communities. Murphy calls the move reckless and says the program would have helped working-class families save hundreds of dollars every year. He says he will continue to support the expansion of solar energy, which currently powers 750,000 homes in New Jersey. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said the elimination of the Solar for All program will save taxpayers $1 billion. Millions of Americans saving for retirement through 401k accounts could have the option of putting their money in higher-risk private equity and cryptocurrency investments, according to an executive order signed Thursday by President Trump. That could give those financial players long-sought access to a pool of funds worth trillions. Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman says for now, he doesn't think much will change.
A lot of providers are reluctant to be early adopters here. They're worried about potential costs and, you know, maybe lawsuits or other consequences. So I don't think anything's going to change overnight.
Additionally, federal agencies will need months or more to rewrite rules and regulations to allow for the expanded choices under the president's executive order. Now the Ru Insurance Business Report. President Trump has ordered an investigation into whether banks have discriminated against conservatives and industries like gun manufacturers and cryptocurrency companies. The executive order addresses debanking, where banks close accounts or refuse business with certain industries. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 207 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Ru Insurance. For benefits, business, and personal insurance, visit rueinsurance.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Is the rain staying away? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We've had some summers where every weekend it rains or it's ferociously hot. This year, I think the opposite has been true. All the heat and storms have been during the week. The weekends have been great, and this one looks good, too. Filled with sunshine, warm temperatures, and relatively low humidity. Here we go. Clear tonight and comfortably cool. Lows around 60. We'll be back in the lower 80s tomorrow. Very nice Saturday. Mostly sunny inland, partly sunny along the coast. For Sunday, we'll see more sunshine. It will be the hotter day of the weekend as highs push into the upper 80s. And our next heat wave is on deck for next week. Monday will be sunny and hot with highs near 90. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Right now in Phillipsburg, it's 80, Princeton 81, Cherry Hill 81, and down on Asbury Park Boardwalk with Jeff and Kylie, it's 75. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.